talking about our home. Talking about me and you. Things we'll do, I said our home.
Talking about our home.
Not talking about a one night stand. I wanna be your man, I said our home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Custom Home and Remodel Show, and Charleston's online home show, newhomecharleston.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. I'm Michael Blaze with Five Star Real Estate, and this is Talking About a Home.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the three custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which takes place every January, the Charleston Home and Design Show on Daniel Island, which happens every April, and the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which is happening right now, and you're listening to a special edition of Talking About a Home as we come to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. Well, the home show is underway, and we had a great day yesterday with free admission and free parking, and today we've got show hours until 6 o'clock tonight, and then also on Sunday from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m., and it's been a great home show so far. We hope that you'll take time to come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition today and or tomorrow, and take advantage of the almost 100 local vendors, local contractors that have literally picked up their showrooms and brought them here to the Charleston Area Convention Center and set up their displays. They're here for you. They're waiting to answer your questions and offer expert advice and to help you jumpstart your project, whatever your project may be. Well, it's been a great show so far, and we always have a lot of special events going on at our home shows, and wanted to mention a few things going on. Number one, Miller Gaffney, South Carolina native, former Antiques Roadshow appraiser, is here at the home show, and she'll be here today and tomorrow, offering free appraisals for antiques, free antique appraisals, and with show admission. And so if you'd like to stop by and have your antique appraised at no charge for free, and you can meet Miller Gaffney, we encourage you to bring your antique today or tomorrow. She'll be doing free antique appraisals from 1 until 5 p.m. with paid show admission, and show admission is only $7 per person, and there are dollar off coupons in the Post and Courier. You can also find them at our website, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. So Miller will be offering free antique appraisals until 5 o'clock tonight, and then also on Sunday from 1 until 5 o'clock. We're also going to be giving away a $22,000 Dream Backyard Makeover that someone local will win. And this is, I think, the sixth year that we've given away a Dream Backyard Makeover. And we always have local winners. And I know there's some people out there who wouldn't buy a lottery ticket because they feel like they've got just as much of a chance of winning the lottery whether they buy a ticket or not. Well, the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, we usually have about between 2,000 and 3,000 people who come to the show over the course of the weekend. And one of those people, one out of about 2,000 or 3,000 people that come to the show, will win this Dream Backyard Makeover. And we always have local winners. We always publish the before and after photos of the makeover in Charleston Home and Design magazine. And let me take a moment and tell you what you will be winning. To start with, the $22,000 Dream Backyard Makeover prize package will be led by Dig Landscaping and Nick Popovich and Patty Craven. They will sit down and talk with you. They will find out what your needs are. They will create a wonderful design for your backyard, and then they will coordinate all the different companies that are donating products and services to this makeover. And they will coordinate all of the installation of the different items. And some of those items include a grill from Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens, plants, trees, sod, and mulch from Stacks Nursery, a hardscape paver package from Bluemax Materials worth $4,000. And all of those pavers will be installed by Just Hardscapes. Also, a $2,000 pergola from Express Sunrooms, a mosquito eliminator package from Mosquito Squad, an outdoor furniture package from Backyard Retreats worth $2,000, and a landscape lighting package from Outdoor Lighting Perspectives, and a hanging bed from Custom Carolina Hanging Beds, all of which adds up to $22,000. So it's a great prize. And come on by the Charleston Home and Design Show. That's where you can fill out a registration form, and who knows, there's going to be one lucky local that will win that $22,000 Dream Backyard Makeover. Some of the other things going on, we're offering free design consultations to homeowners this weekend, and from Charleston's top interior designers. And sometimes people are not 100% sure what an interior designer does, but they provide such a valuable service to anyone that might be undertaking a larger model or building a house. You know, there's a lot of pressure that comes with making the right decisions. You don't want to make mistakes because they can be very costly. And a professional interior designer, what they do is they kind of hold your hand and guide you through all the process of selecting all the materials that go into your house. And some of you might say, well, doesn't the builder do that? Well, some builders do. Some builders will help you, but their main goal is keeping the project adhering to the timeline that they have, making sure all the subs and suppliers are doing what they're supposed to, you know, to keep the ball rolling. But an interior designer is really the person that helps to determine the flow of a house. When you go from one room into another, you want it to be seamless. You don't want it to feel like, oh wow, this is kind of strange. You know, if you're building or remodeling, no doubt you've looked at a lot of beautiful photos online, and maybe looked at photos of kitchens and baths and other projects in Charleston Home and Design magazine or national shelter magazines. And if there's one thing I can tell you is that if those projects were published, more than likely there was an interior designer involved. And we've got several interior designers, some of the top professional interior designers in Charleston on hand this weekend, offering free design consultations to homeowners. And they're about 20 to 30 minutes. And if you'd like a free design consultation, we can work you in this weekend. Just come to the Charleston Home and Design Show, taking place at the Charleston Area Convention Center And that's located at 5001 Coliseum Drive in North Charleston. And let us know that you're interested in a free design consultation, and we'll work you in. We'll make sure that you get a free design consultation. And usually interior designers charge, everybody's different, but on average, I think I've seen them $75, $80 per hour. So it really is a valuable service that we're offering this weekend. The Charleston Home and Design Show, we could not have our show without the participation of some of the best A-list contractors in Charleston. And we're so proud of all of the vendors that we have on hand, and they are really here for you. They're here to help you, and no matter what your project might be, it's football season next weekend. Maybe you want to redo your outdoor space, or create some outdoor space so you can watch the big game, and maybe do some grilling or what have you. We've got several vendors that can help you with that. Maybe there's a new kitchen or a bath in your future, and you want to try to make some improvements to your house before the holidays. Once again, come to the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition today until 6 o'clock, and on Sunday from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And you can get all the information that you need at our website, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, and you can print out a dollar off coupon at charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. You can see all the vendors that are at the show at charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com, and see all the special events that we've got going on. Well, hope that we'll see you this weekend, and I'm going to talk to a few of the vendors around the show right now. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and now we're speaking with art and antique expert Miller Gaffney, who has appeared on Antiques Roadshow as an appraiser and is a star of the upcoming cable series Art Breakers, which will be premiering this fall on Ovation TV. How you doing, Miller?
Doing very well. Thank you for having me, Tim.
You're welcome. It's great to have you. Miller, once again, thanks for taking a few minutes to talk to us today, and we're really excited about your appearance at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which is coming up August 28th through the 30th at the Charleston Area Convention Center. Miller, talk a little bit about your background, how you came to appear on PBS's Antiques Roadshow as an appraiser and its spinoff, Market Warriors.
Well, Tim, I worked very hard on getting on Antiques Roadshow. It's a difficult process to become an appraiser on Antiques Roadshow. And I actually communicated with the producers for 4.5 years. And then finally, they accepted me to become an appraiser on Antiques Roadshow. And it was a great experience. It's a special family. So once you're an appraiser on Antiques Roadshow, it's a family that you join. Mm-hmm. And it's... you have a lot of fun. You travel across the country and you see a ton of people, probably 6,000, 7,000 people each city. Mm-hmm. And so you're covering a lot of territory and you're seeing the most interesting things all day long.
Mm, interesting. Wow. And, when we interview antique stores for our radio show talking about a home, oftentimes I will ask the owner, have you ever had one of those Antiques Roadshow moments where you find something, and it turns out to be really, really valuable. So that's, I always like to get some of those interesting stories.
Of course. And they happen. Mm-hmm. They exist. I love to see people's faces when you have that aha moment and they're in shock and they don't know what to say.
Right, right. Well, Miller, you'll be starring in a new reality series that's premiering this fall called Art Breakers, and it's an art collecting reality series, and it'll be premiering this fall on the Ovation Network. And I read a little bit about it. It says it promises to take viewers inside the high stakes, high priced world of art collecting. What's the TV show all about?
Well, it's that in a nutshell. We're going to take you through all different processes of the entire art world. We're going to show you private collections, some of the most exclusive collections in the country. We're going to take you through the buying and selling side of the industry. We'll show you all different aspects, how to commission artworks with different artists, how to price artworks, exactly what I do on a daily basis as an art appraiser and an art consultant.
Interesting. I can't wait for it to get on the air. And it's going to be premiering this October, is that right?
October 4th on Ovation.
Ovation. Excellent. Well, our listeners will all be looking out for that, I'm sure. And Miller, you also have your own company called Miller Gaffney Art Advisory. Talk about that a little bit. What is an art advisor, and also what is a certified appraiser?
Well, really, in my business, it's twofold. I'm an art appraiser, and we appraise everything top to bottom in your entire household for insurance purposes, trust and estate planning, death, you name it, we cover the whole territory. And to be a certified appraiser means that you're a licensed appraiser and you're a member of the three organizations that the IRS recognizes. And it's a long process. You have to be in the industry, working in the industry for over 5 years and pass a series of tests. And it's a difficult process, but one that I'm very proud to say I'm a certified appraiser. Mm-hmm. And then as an art advisor, that deals with the buying and selling side of art for clients.
Hmm. Interesting. So there's a lot more than just, this piece of art moves me and I think it's really pretty. There's a whole business behind it.
Yes. We're looking at market analytics and really studying artwork like a stock market. Mm-hmm. So before you buy stock, we're doing the same thing with looking at art and an artist and mm-hmm. seeing what their track record is, whether, you know, what's their auction history, what is their gallery presence, or is it just a national, regional presence, is it international? We're looking at the awards they've received, everything, studying the pieces so we can present our clients an entire spreadsheet and compare top to bottom what's the best investment piece for them to buy.
Mm-hmm. Miller, does your company, Miller Gaffney Art Advisory, do you have any clients here in the Charleston area?
We do. I always enjoy working with Charleston clients.
Mm-hmm. Can you maybe talk a little bit about, not anyone specific, but just what you're doing for maybe some of your clients here on a local basis?
Yes. Charleston clients, they tend to look sometimes for more historical works. So I have one client where I'm looking always for historical Charleston maps that they like to put into their home. So it's always fun working with different vendors and finding and sourcing pieces for the specific client. Mm-hmm. And it makes the room, it's really impressive to see the maps and all the different.
Oh, yeah.
It's quite beautiful on the walls. And I also have another client that's always looking just for architectural engravings and sketches. And then I have another client that likes Charleston landscapes. So that's fun to see bright colors and beautiful sunsets. And there's so many different beautiful landscapes mm-hmm. here.
So when you come across one of these pieces, you get in touch with your client here in Charleston and describe what the item is, and you would go about purchasing that item for your client?
Yes. I would present the different options, and then they pick which one they like, and then we proceed forward.
And do you do any of the negotiating on behalf of your client?
Yes. I'm always doing the negotiating and making sure they're getting the best deal.
Nice. Very interesting. If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We're speaking with art and antique expert Miller Gaffney. And Miller Gaffney has appeared on the PBS hit show Antiques Roadshow and also on their spinoff show Market Warriors. And she's going to be starring on an upcoming cable series called Art Breakers, which will be premiering this fall on Ovation, the Ovation Network. Miller, I know it's impolite to ask a lady her age, and so I won't do that, but being from Greenville, South Carolina, and being so young, has it been difficult for you to break into the world of art and antique collecting and becoming a TV personality along the way?
I would say it has been, but I've been consistent, and this has been my goal, so I've been determined to reach this goal, mm-hmm. but I've just kept on the same path. I knew what I wanted to do, and I kept striving to get my appraisal license and then proceed forward trying to be on Antiques Roadshow, which I accomplished, and then Market Warriors, they approached me as well. So it's nice to have to accomplish what I've accomplished with that.
Mm-hmm. You'll be also making an appearance at the Charleston Home and Design Show, where you'll be offering free art and antique appraisals at the show. And it's something that we're calling Antique Home Show, kind of a little spin on the Antiques Roadshow.
Yes, I'm very excited about this. I can't wait. I hope people go up to their attics and find the items that they've always wondered about and they've always wanted to put a value to, or they take the paintings off the wall and bring it down. I can't wait to give them a price and tell them what it's worth.
Great. Well, all you'll have to do for Antiques Home Show, which is on Saturday and Sunday, August 29th and 30th, is bring in your antique or your piece of art, bring it to the Charleston Area Convention Center, and we'll have a special section set up for Miller, and she will be personally appraising your antique or your piece of art. And so we welcome everyone to plan on coming up to the Antique Home Show going on Saturday and Sunday, August 29th and 30th from 1 to 4 p.m. at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition.
Can't wait. I hope we find lots of valuable treasures.
Well, we can't wait either, Miller. And once again, many, many thanks to you for agreeing to be part of our Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. And how can folks get more information about your company, Miller Gaffney Art Advisory?
Well, they can go to my website, millergaffney.com, and we'd be happy to help you with appraisals or art consulting with the buying and selling side of the industry, and we can help people make a lot of money and make valuable, wise decisions.
Very good. And also pick up the latest issue, the summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and you'll see Miller Gaffney right on the front cover. And we have a multi-page story about Miller, and also some beautiful photographs of some of the art that she has helped her clients collect over the years. Miller, thanks so much.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we're here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. And today's show hours, the show is underway, and today's show goes until 6 p.m. tonight. And it's been a great show so far. We want everyone to come out to the Charleston Area Convention Center. We've got the Antiques Home Show going on with South Carolina native and former Antiques Roadshow appraiser Miller Gaffney. You can register to win a $22,000 backyard dream backyard makeover that someone local will win. And now we're taking a moment to talk to one of the vendors here at the show, Frank Panizich with QEI Security. How you doing, Frank?
Doing great, Tim. Go ahead.
Good. Frank, how's the show been going for you so far?
Well, Tim, hey, we've had a great show. A lot of people out here. Good buzz, good feel in the building. A lot of people looking around for remodeling projects and, in our case, looking to secure their homes.
Good deal. Talk about what you have on display here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition.
Well, Tim, we're showing this weekend, we're showing interactive home security solutions, smart home and home control options such as thermostats, door locks, automated door locks, lighting controls, as well as protecting your home with a general security system.
Gotcha. Now, a thought just kind of raced through my head when you were ticking down the list of possibilities, and that being, that sounds really complicated, is it?
It's not complicated, but we are the professionals. We do recommend that you seek out a professional to do these items, because they tend to get a little technical and savvy, but they are interactive. They're very easy to use once installed correctly, and we definitely do free in-home consultations and looking to meet a lot of great folks and let them know that these products are out today.
What talk about how QEI Security can the items that you just mentioned, how would a homeowner use them at home? How would these items make a homeowner's life easier?
The general security, which most folks are aware of, your typical arming and disarming the system, but there are interactive solutions that you can arm the system and disarm the system from your smartphone. Or the iPad or tablet that you use, as well as when, you know, even when you pull away from the home, if you're going on vacation and you forgot to turn your thermostat down and set the temperature of the home, maybe at a lower rate, so you're not using as much energy in the house, or maybe you just want the front light to come on and off at a certain time of the day so that it looks like somebody is at home. Those are some general, some basics that we can do for you.
And all of that can be controlled by your smartphone?
Yeah, absolutely. We use an application on your smartphone from Alarm.com. It's a great product and a lot of great technology involved in that. So.
Okay, great. How can folks get more information about QEI Security?
You can reach out to us through our website at QEISecurity.com or at 843-797-7603.
And, of course, they can come by the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition today or tomorrow. Show hours today until 6 p.m. and then on Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And they can stop by the QEI Security booth and get more information from that. All right, we've been talking with Frank Panizich with QEI Security. Thanks so much, Frank.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and welcome to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, which is going on right now at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. And now we're talking with one of the vendors here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nix. How you doing, Ben?
I'm great. Having a lot of fun.
Good deal. Well, Ben, what are you displaying here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition?
I'm displaying a little bit about who Mosquito Nix is and what we do, and also just giving a little bit away of free service and just meeting new people.
Good deal. Talk about Mosquito Nix and what you offer the public. You know, a lot of people wonder whether these systems work at all. Does the Mosquito Nix system really keep mosquitoes away from your house?
Yeah, the Mosquito Nix misting system is a permanent solution to mosquito control. Basically puts an end to mosquitoes in your backyard. A more of a temporary solution would be more like a backpack spray treatment for your yard, which we offer that as well. But people, what I'm doing is really educating them on what our system does and how it can permanently rid the mosquito problem in your backyard. And so, yes, our system works. And because we place nozzles at locations where they need to go in order to break down a breeding cycle and also eliminate mosquitoes in the backyard.
And the nozzles, there's a fine mist, some sort of an insecticide that is released around the perimeter of your house through these nozzles in a tube system?
Yeah, the eco-friendly and pet-friendly solution that mists through the nozzle, which the nozzle is about an inch long, is ran through about as a nylon tubing throughout the yard. So when we install it, it doesn't tear up the yard. But yeah, it mists out through the nozzles. It mists three times per day for 45 seconds. And so it's an automatic spray that you just, once it starts, you don't have to touch it again. But also you can have a remote to spray it anytime you want. Like to tell people it's a spray on demand remote. So when you're in your living room, you're going to have a party outside. Then you can just spray it and it mists as well. So you're getting three mists per day with our system automatically. And the mist that it covers about with each nozzle, an 8 to 10 foot radius. And so we put the amount of nozzles that we need to cover your backyard with that misting radius to treat it.
What's a system cost a homeowner? Is there a fee to have the system installed, and then afterwards any kind of annual fees?
Actually, normally it's based on per nozzle, how many nozzles you have. But here at the home show, what's been fun is we've been giving customers just the system for $2,500 or $3,000 based on the square footage of their property. So that's the cost of installation, basically, but the cost runs from anywhere from $2,500 to $3,500. And the monthly cost, basically, you pay a one flat fee per month, and then that covers all service, anything that needs to be replaced. A landscaper accidentally tears something up, or a dog tears something up, or even deer tears something up. That fee covers that, and that's basically anywhere from $72 to anywhere ranging to $125. So it depends on how many nozzles you need to cover your property.
Gotcha. And the system really works.
Well, let me prove it. Come check me out. I'm here at the booth, and so I'd love to meet you, and I would love to prove to you how our system does work. And the people that have them now who were, like, really skeptical, you can just hear their stories also at our booth as well. And so that's what's been kind of the wow factor about our system, is that it does work. And if it didn't work, then we wouldn't be selling 5 to 10 a week, you know. So it really works, and it's effective.
Good deal. Well, we've been talking with Ben Erdman with Mosquito Nix here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, going on right now. Show hours today until 6 o'clock, and then on Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Thanks so much, Ben.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to welcome you to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston, from the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, going on right now with hours until 6 o'clock tonight, and also Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now we're talking with one of the vendors here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, David Smith with AV Lifestyles. How you doing, David?
I'm good. Good show. So I'm having a good time.
Good, good. Now, David, you are premiering a brand new display for AV Lifestyles. The public has never seen this display until this weekend, and it's very, very impressive. Can you kind of paint a picture for our listeners?
Yeah, we've done the home show with Charleston Home and Design for several years now, and each time I do a booth, I try and make it a little more elaborate, and this time I've gone way over the top. I didn't know when to say no this time when everybody made suggestions. So essentially what we have is we have a 120-inch video screen with a Wolf projector. The projector alone is $20,000. So the 120-inch screen is just as pretty as any TV you can buy. You know, we've put a lot of time and effort into making sure sound quality was something that could be seen and heard at this show. So hearing the difference between speaker brands and quality, price points as well, was something that we took a lot of time trying to design, because everyone says that they can't hear the difference in a speaker. Well, we've done a booth that proved that you can hear a difference. So,
gotcha. And is it sort of like is it set up as a like a home theater system for
yes.
for
people? Yes, we have a full blown 5.1 home theater that's way over the top. About a $50,000 theater is the price point it would be. Of course, we do things much less, but we wanted to give everybody that sense of this is what can be done and what we can do. So we've done the full-blown home theater. We have Control 4 that is controlling everything, so a home automation system that people can play with and interact with as well. So it's a very interactive booth for the general public. So,
is it easy to run? You know, people. I know. I'm a techno. Of whatever the term would be, anti-tech-phobe. I do not like technology. I have a hard time with it. Is the system easy to run?
Yes, it's very easy. If you know the up, down, left, right, and enter buttons on a remote, you can run this system. We can teach you how to do everything within this booth within a 2-minute period. It is that simple. So we've made a point to make sure it was very easy for everyone.
And what about homeowners in an existing home? Is it possible to, if their home does not have a really nice system, are you able to help retrofit an existing home?
Yes, we can very easily put anything that we do into a existing home. You know, yes, wires are always the better way to go. But yeah, a lot of the technology we use is very retrofit friendly. Can't believe I said that right this time. But it is retrofit friendly, and we can do a lot of the stuff wirelessly.
You don't have to tear out walls and things like that to run wiring?
Nope, not at all. Some places we might need to get a wire, but for the most part, we've been doing this a long time, so there's ways around it, and we get creative when it's necessary.
Good deal. All right. Well, how can folks learn more information about AV Lifestyles?
Actually, this weekend we're debuting a brand new website. So that's myavlife.com. Complete redesign, very interactive on the website as well. So myavlife.com, or you can give us a call at 843-277-0059.
Okay, we've been talking with David Smith with AV Lifestyles here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. Thank you, David.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition at the Charleston Area Convention Center. The Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition is going on right now until 6 o'clock tonight and then 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. tomorrow. Get more information at charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. And now we're talking with Jim Rouleau with Edgewater Energy Services. How you doing, Jim?
Tim, I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing fine. How's the show been for you so far?
As always, Charleston Home and Design's the best show by far in Charleston. The turnout has been phenomenal, and it just seems to get better with each show and each year. We are just so thankful to be part of this organization for 7 or 8 years now. But anyways, we're inviting people to come on out.
What are you showing people today at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition?
Our main thing is renewable energy or solar. So solar panels, but also too, we handle a product called ThermoShield, which is like a conservation package for the attic, a solar blanket. So we have a heat demo going on for that. We're also giving away a free solar attic fan, so definitely come by the booth and sign on up, as well as doing free energy analysis and things like that.
Good deal. And what is an average system that you sell to homeowners? What does an average system cost?
Well, it depends. We have a starter kit that, you know, is well under $7,000 where people can get started on solar and just literally grow it at a panel at a time. But you know, people typically will spend $15,000 to $30,000. But you have to keep in mind, you get 55% of that subsidized in the form of tax credits.
And a tax credit is not a tax deduction. It's if you owe and end up owing the government, if you pay, say, $10,000 in taxes to the federal government, a tax credit actually reduces that $10,000 that's coming out of your paycheck each month.
Absolutely. It's a dollar for dollar credit, and it's not a deduction. And you have 10 years to use it.
Very nice, very nice. And so that reduces the cost. What do you tell homeowners as far as the payback time, the amount of years it takes to recoup the cost of having a solar panels installed?
Well, it really depends on the scope of the work, but typically, you know, we're seeing paybacks coming in anywhere from 5 to just a little bit less than 10 years. And that's if the power bill doesn't go up one single penny.
A lot of the folks that come to the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, they have they've got nice big houses. They might have $500 or $600 a month in energy costs. How much would someone in that category reduce their electrical rate each month from like $500 or $600 down to what with solar panels?
Well, I mean, they can go, you know, reduce a small portion of it, and if their structure's right and we're able to, you know, put the proper amount of material up there, and we can get them down to the basic facility fee with Santee Cooper, that's $10 a month, with Berkeley Electric, $15 a month. But if their bills are $400 to $500 a month, I would highly advise them to come by our booth and sign up for a free energy analysis and inside alignment, because we'll show them how to take a really big bite out of that power bill.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information from Edgewater Energy Services?
We are Edgewater Energy Services. We're located in North Charleston. Our phone number is 843-937-9999. And our web address is www.edgewaterenergysc.com.
Okay, great. Well, we have been talking with Jim Rouleau with Edgewater Energy Services here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine And we hope everyone will come out to the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition going on right now at the Charleston Area Convention Center. And that's where today's radio show is coming from. And it's the biggest fall home show in Charleston. The Exhibit Hall B is packed with vendors, almost 100 vendors, local contractors here this weekend. And we're also going to be giving away a $22,000 Dream Backyard Makeover that someone local will win. And now we're going to talk to Patty Craven with Dig Landscape, one of the participants in the $22,000 Dream Backyard Makeover. How you doing, Patty?
Oh, I'm doing just great.
Well, Patty, thanks so much for being here once again at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. And you've got a beautiful display here. Kind of paint a picture for our listeners. What will they see when they visit the Dig Landscape display?
This year we decided to go pretty simple and do just a very elegant Charleston look. So you'll see a lot of the traditional plants you would see in the downtown Charleston courtyards, like these beautiful upright yew and cast iron plants and boxwoods. And we have two amazing boxwood topiaries that we found at Elizabeth Stewart Designs that we had to have. So they're kind of the focal points of our display booth here. We also have something that's very, very popular, which is travertine stepping stone set in grass. You know, and you'll see that on all the design sites right now. We have a lot of clients asking us to do that, so it gives you a sense of something that you as a homeowner might be able to do yourself to kind of develop your own little small garden space. But we decided, and then we've got a beautiful, elegant pot here in the middle with some blue gamma grass, which everybody's commenting on going, I've never seen anything like that before. But we decided to kind of mix it up a little bit, very elegant, very Charleston, with a pop of yellow. So we've got this yellow and gold work through the whole landscape display here, just to kind of make it a little bit whimsical.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And those stepping stones that you mentioned, those are, what, 24-inch by 24-inch?
They are. We usually like to use either the 24 by 24 or the 2 by 3s or the 3 by 3s. They need to be big to be impactful. So a lot of homeowners make a mistake of using really small stepping stones and they lose the entire impact.
Nice thing about these stepping stones that are surrounded by grass is that it helps with runoff. If you have just a concrete surface or something, when it rains, that water's got to go somewhere. And if you live out on Isle of Palms or Sullivan's Island, there's specific rules about how much hard surface you can have on the outside of your house. And when you've got stepping stones like this, it really helps with drainage, right?
You know, that's an amazing point, because I have just run into three designs in a row where we're in an area where permeable surface is really important in lot coverage, and this is exactly the way to go. It doesn't, you know, it uses some lot coverage, but nothing like concrete or just a solid patio. So it does allow the water to drain, and it also gives you a softer approach, too. It's not just so much hardscape.
Deal. Now, Patty, Dig Landscape is the kind of the lead contractor, leading all of the companies that are donating products and services to the $22,000 Dream Backyard Makeover that someone local will win this weekend here at the Charleston Home and Design Show. Talk about what your role at Dig Landscape is in the makeover giveaway.
Well, at Dig Landscapes, it's really myself and my partner, Nick Popovich, and we're both landscape designers. We both oversee the installs, and then we have people that help us pull it all together. We have employees, and we have chosen, ace subcontractors that we use. But for this particular project, we're actually doing the design, so we'll be meeting with the clients in the very beginning when they discover that they're lucky winners of the big backyard makeover. We'll be meeting with them. We'll be getting a sense of what they would like to see, their lifestyle, the functionality. Then we will bring in all the other subcontractors that have donated gifts and prizes and actually pull this together. So we're kind of the general contractor as well as the designer as well as the client liaison. So we're active from day one all the way until pictures come at the very end.
Gotcha. So you'll once we choose a winner, and that'll take place on Monday, you don't have to be present to win, then you'll be talking to the homeowner about what they want to achieve and how all of the donations, all the different prizes. It's kind of like a puzzle, right? You're basically taking all these puzzle pieces and seeing how they can all fit within the realm of the winner's backyard.
Absolutely, and it is a puzzle, but the lucky, I guess, part of the puzzle is the giveaways are so dynamic. I mean, they're things that people would want to see in their backyard anyway. You've got a pergola, you've got a patio, you've got plants, you've got a grill, you've got outdoor furniture. I mean, you've got just about all the pieces that you would want if you were doing something, a unique backyard project. So we've got just a lot to work with, and the vendors that we're working with, for the most part, we've worked with for 6 years. And they're just incredible vendors. They are so responsive, and they really, really get a big thrill from being part of this backyard makeover.
Right, and right down the aisle from the Dig Landscape booth is where people will register. You do have to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition to fill out a registration form. There's no purchase necessary, and you know, we usually have about somewhere between 2,000 and 3,000 people who come to the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. And so there will be one lucky local who will be part, who will win this $22,000 Dream Backyard Makeover. So, you know, the odds are pretty good that that you might win this. So I want everyone to come to the Charleston Home and Design Show. Show hours today until 6 p.m. and then Sunday, 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. And Patty, how can folks get more information about Dig Landscape?
Probably the easiest thing for them to do is to go to diglandscape.net. That's our website. It talks a little bit about us. It's got a lot of our portfolio pictures, but there's a contact us. So you can reach us through the website, and that way you don't have to remember a telephone number or anything else.
All right, great. Well, we've been talking with Patty Craven with Dig Landscape here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, going on right now until 6 o'clock tonight. Thanks so much, Patty.
Oh, my pleasure.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and today's radio show is a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. It's coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, going on right now at the North Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston, and now we're talking with one of the vendors here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. How you doing, Ken?
I'm doing great, Tim. How you doing?
Glad to be here today.
You bet. Ken, what are you have on display this weekend at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition?
Well, this weekend we've got, we're basically an outdoor kitchen company. We build outdoor kitchens. We've got a lot of our grills. We've got some of our displays, grill islands that we have in here. We also got a special this weekend on the green eggs. So we're also got a lot of the jobs that we've done here that you can come take a look at. We've got pictures of them.
Nice. What are you seeing in terms of trends that homeowners are asking for as far as outdoor kitchens go?
Outdoor living has become a big thing right now. Everybody's wanting outdoor living, and we're, you know, like I said, we're a full-service outdoor kitchen provider. We can do everything from the pavers to the pergolas to the outdoor kitchen, all the appliances that go in it, so we're your one-stop shop.
Very nice. You know, folks that are coming by the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition this weekend, they talk to you, they decide they wanna work with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens. How soon can they have an outdoor kitchen installed at home?
It depends on which product they end up going with, but we can get it either ordered or started immediately. I mean, we're pretty well can get them going as soon as they want to. Some of our kitchen lines that we've got, some of our cabinet lines take 4 to 6 weeks to get here, but we can meanwhile get all the prep work done and everything that we need to do prior to that getting here, so it makes it a very smooth transition.
And do they have to be able to have all the ideas and tell you how they want their outdoor kitchen laid out, their outdoor space, or is that something that Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens can help with?
That is something Palmetto Outdoor Kitchen does. We have a full, and then no cost to the homeowner. We'll come out there, survey your site, give you some ideas, and get you ready to go.
Well, good deal. Well, how can folks get more information about Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens?
They can go to our website at palmettooutdoorkitchens.com or visit us at our showroom in Mount Pleasant in the Queensboro Shopping Center right next to Publix at 1000 Johnny Dawes Boulevard, or call us at 843-216-0006.
All right, good deal. Well, we've been talking with Ken Good with Palmetto Outdoor Kitchens here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. Thanks, Ken.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to welcome you to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, going on right now at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston, and you can get more information by going to our website, charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesignshow.com. We have a lot of special events going on at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. We're doing free antique appraisals with former Antiques Roadshow appraiser Miller Gaffney. We've got a $22,000 dream backyard makeover that someone local will win. And we're also offering the public free design consultations with Charleston's top interior designers. And we're taking a moment to talk to one of those interior designers, Karen Germond with KMD Interiors. How you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great, Tim. Thank you.
Sure. Now, Karen, you're an interior designer by trade, right?
Yep.
And what does an interior designer do? Because some people think that you just help to arrange furniture, and interior designers do much, much more than that.
No, in fact, it's funny. When I was in design school, one of the professors made a very clear distinction about how we go in and it's almost like baking a cake, that you have some decorators that will just ice the cake, and in designer, we actually bake the cake plus ice it. So I thought that was a very good distinction between the different types of designers that are out there. And we do full service interior design. And essentially what we do is we work with our clients to really pull back the layers of their home. And if there's anything structurally that needs to be done, we take that into account, because it's looking at a room and making it work for the homeowner. So sometimes that does mean structural changes. Sometimes it just means tweaking a space plan, changing out some colors. It's getting to know the homeowner, what their challenges are, the challenges of the space, and then working with them to find a solution.
And not just one room, but also rooms throughout the house, helping to make sure that when you go from one room to another, that the transition is seamless, and you're not just like, oh wow, now we're in a different part of the house.
No, you're absolutely right. You should never stop and have that moment of, like you just said, wow, you know, we're in a different space. It should be seamless. That your eyes should just literally flow, and your brain should perceive that home as one unit as opposed to separate spaces.
A lot of homeowners don't have a clear idea of how an interior designer can really help them. And this weekend, we're very grateful to you and also several other local interior designers who you're all volunteering your time, offering free design consultations to homeowners here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. And each design consultation is about 20 to 30 minutes. And if you come to the Charleston Home and Design Show, we can get you on the schedule. We already have several appointments that have already been set up today, but we can definitely work you in. And what can you really accomplish in about a 20 to 30 minute design consult with a professional interior designer like yourself?
Believe it or not, you could really accomplish quite a bit. It's a matter of, as long as you come prepared with your questions already formulated, and if you have any samples that you're looking at, be it sample fabric, sample tile, sample countertops, that will really help us hit the ground running as opposed to just talking hypotheticals. But yeah, as long as you prepare for it and come prepared, then we can hit the ground running and really answer some questions for you and get you moving forward with your project.
Can they bring photos of spaces that they really like, that they'd like to emulate, or photos and room measurements of their own home?
Absolutely. That, especially now with everything being, you know, online or electronic, that, you know, that's even the easiest way to do it.
Good deal. Well, we want everyone to come down to the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, and if you'd like a free design consultation, we can definitely help you out, and we're very grateful to all of the interior designers that have volunteered their time this weekend providing free design consultations, and there'll be design consultations offered today and also on Sunday here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition. And Karen, how can folks get more information about KMD Interiors, your firm?
The easiest way would be to visit our website, which is www.kmdinteriors.com, and they can look at samples of our work, how we work, as well as there's a contact page and with information for email and phone number. That's the best way.
Good deal. All right. Well, thanks so much. We've been talking with Karen German with KMD Interiors. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Tim.
If you're just joining us, I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to a special edition of Talking About a home show on the radio. Today's radio show is coming to you from the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, going on right now at the Charleston Area Convention Center in North Charleston. And now we're talking to one of the vendors here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders. How you doing, Alan?
Oh, great, Tim. Just great.
Good. Alan, you've done our home shows several this year and also in years past. What's your experience been with the home shows?
Well, the home shows have been really great. It was a winter of 10, so I've done a lot of shows with you. And progressively, they've just been really steadily getting better. But in the last three shows last year, I have it's been more than three times the number of homeowners that I've talked to, where I've gotten information to contact them about a custom home or about remodeling. And this year, right now, it's booming.
Good deal. What kinds of projects have you helped homeowners that you've met at previous Charleston Home and Design shows?
This past year, from the January show, I was able to do several kitchens design, working with the homeowner and installing them. There was a double bath remodel, and then I've met several homeowners, and right now I'm 2 weeks into one particular house that's going really well. I've just designed another house that I'll be probably starting in about 2 or 3 months. And then I actually applied for a permit this past week for another house. So I've got three houses coming up, and I'm getting more and more people asking about custom houses than ever before. Yeah.
Good deal. Well, we always say that when you come to the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, that a lot of times people not really sure where to start, and that that this is the place to talk to the experts, and really it's a great place to help jumpstart your project and really get all the contacts you need, and then be able to pull the trigger and call those contractors and get the projects rolling. And if someone wanted a kitchen or a bathroom model or even to start a new house, what's your lag time at Coastal Design Builders?
Well, I've been talking to homeowners that have called three or four builders, particularly, let's say, for a custom home, and the two or three of those four will say they're booked through 16. So things are really jamming. And I can, particularly with a smaller remodeling job, no problem this summer. This fall and winter, getting involved with a kitchen or an addition. But for a new house, I'd be open for 2016.
Okay, great. How can folks get more information about Coastal Design Builders?
Well, my cell phone is 843-300-9383. And there's a lot of information on my website, which is www.coastaldesignbuilders.com.
All All right, great. We've been talking with Alan Wheeler with Coastal Design Builders here at the Charleston Home and Design Show Fall Edition, going on until 6 o'clock tonight and 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Sunday. Thanks so much, Alan.
Thank you, Tim.
I'm talking about a home.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. Talking About a Home is brought to you by the publishers of Charleston Home and Design Magazine and the organizers of the Charleston Home and Design Show and the Custom Home and Remodel Show. To make contact with any of the companies featured today, visit newhomecharleston.com, Charleston's online home show, and home to over 200 local home-related companies motivated to work with you.